The National Rugby League competition chairman says the virus could have a catastrophic impact on the league, with clubs financially crippled if they're unable to play before spectators. The NRL's chief executive is Todd Greenberg. I spoke with him earlier. Todd Greenberg, welcome to AM.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Melbourne Storm star Cameron Smith says the season should be postponed now for a couple of weeks, that the virus is bigger than the game. Has he a point?
He's certainly got a point, and as you would imagine, there are many voices in this issue, and for now what we are doing is listening to a lot of the expert advice, working with all of our clubs and our players in our attempt, I suppose, to sustain the competition as best we can, but we'll always do what's best for the players, and you can be rest assured that's the forefront of our decision-making.
Your chairman says that this virus could be catastrophic on the league. How long can the code continue without spectators?
Well, it's hard to know exactly, but the word catastrophic is not one that we use lightly. And our chairman's right. This will have significant financial and commercial implications, not just for the game in the centre as the governing body, but for all of our clubs and more broadly as an industry. Rugby league is an enormous industry providing enormous economic impact to our country. And, you know, everyone is at risk at the moment. And I think we're trying to be as prudent and pragmatic as we can, albeit we are in what I would only call just extraordinary circumstances at the moment.
The league is looking for taxpayer help. How much and why?
Well, it's really hard to put a figure on it at the moment, as you'd imagine, because the impact is very much unknown. But the principle, and I understand there'll be public commentary against us on this, but the principle is that sport in this country, and rugby league's a big part of that, is a huge economic multiplier, and we're a part of the social fabric of this country. And I think every sport will be facing very difficult economic circumstances. So a conversation with the federal government and the state governments is an option that we would like to take forward.
Is it in your contract that the broadcasters have the right to tear up contracts if you don't play a certain number of games every week?
Well, it's as simple as describing it this way. We have a number of games that we have to fulfil to provide content to our broadcasters, and the broadcasters pay us a fee for that. And clearly, if we don't provide the content as scheduled and as executed, then there's obviously commercial impacts. Now, you know, we haven't had those discussions with our broadcasters other than to say they've been wonderful partners with us and they understand the disruption that's going on at the moment, but it provides a real risk to the industry with the revenue that comes in to pay a variety of parts, including our players.
But it's millions every week.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. We're talking tens of millions. And, you know, we've got a huge fixed cost base. You know, we make huge commitments to a range of people, whether it's grassroots and participation for the hundreds of thousands of boys and girls that play rugby league across the nation, or right through to our elite players, both men and women who play elite rugby league. So, as I said, there's very, very few businesses that I know that can continue to get by when their fixed costs are higher than their revenues, and that's an issue we're facing.
You've alluded to this yourself. There will be many people who think, why does the league deserve special treatment here? Don't you have a contingency fund or stashed away some of the valuable broadcast rights that you've had from previous years and a rainy day fund to help you through something like this?
Yeah, and the short answer is yes, we do. We do have money put aside and we do have assets on our side, but what we're suggesting is that will only last a very short amount of time in an issue like this. It's a much more significant issue.
How long can you last before it would be game over?
Well, again, it's very hard for us to answer that question with any certainty because at the moment what we're facing is just playing in empty stadiums. If we now start to move from empty stadiums to no games and competitions being suspended, then that will only fast-track that problem for us. But at the moment, we're trying everything we can to ensure our industry remains afloat.
Does that include asking star players to take a pay cut for a while?
Well, we haven't done that yet. And that would be an extraordinary measure. But we have got within our collective bargaining agreements with our players provisions around what we would call material adverse change, which is the simplest way I can describe it is when revenues fall, costs fall. And that would be an industry-wide problem for both our clubs and our players. So that's something that's available to us. But again, that'd be an extreme measure.
Just on the practicalities, what will happen if a player is sick and tests positive? Will the whole team be sidelined?
Yeah, the advice that we're getting is that if a player comes forward with those symptoms and is tested positive, and we've had a few tests where they've been negative, but if a player returns a positive test, then the advice would be that the players within that squad would all need then to be isolated. and the people around that player in the preceding days would also be. So if it was a player that had played on the weekend, you would have to consider both teams, the team he played against and the team he's playing for, may end up in isolation for a period of time.
And that negates the whole competition then, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly negates two teams of our 16, so it would certainly precipitate some changes to the way the competition is structured. But again, as I've said from the outset, what we're trying to do as best we can is be as nimble and as flexible as possible with how the structure of our competition works. But that would certainly put into great jeopardy the future of our tournament as it stands today.
Todd Greenberg, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the program.
It's NRL Chief Executive Todd Greenberg.